B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Erevin Daf Pei Zayin. We're going to start from the Mishnah, approximately a third from the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Amas Amayim Shehi Oiveres B'chotzer. You have a canal, a stream that is flowing from a larger river, and it's actually flowing through a type of a ditch that is going right through somebody's chotzer. And the question is, since the river itself, and possibly the stream, is a karmelis, and one is not allowed to carry from a karmelis into Rishus Hayochid, the chotzer itself is considered a Rishus Hayochid. So the Mishnah says, Ein memalin himenu b'shabbos, you're not allowed to draw water from this stream in the chotzer, and draw the water into the chotzer. Elim kin osula mechitza gvoya asara tvachim, Beknisa or Beyetzia. Even though the wall of the chotzer itself, which is going around the entire chotzer, is obviously crossing over this stream as well, nonetheless, you have to make a partition inside the cavity of this stream at the entrance when it's coming into the chotzer and the exit when it's leaving the chotzer. And that way, the water inside the chotzer, even though it's flowing, is considered as contained within the chotzer. And then it's a Rishus Hayochid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Koisil Shal Gaba Otidoin Mishum Mechitza. We saw this concept in a previous Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that having a wall going above the stream, as we saw before, if it's going above a well, above a pit, here if it's going above the stream, above the canal, it's as if the wall is extended down into the cavity of the canal, and it's considered enough of a separation, and one is allowed to draw the water. Says the Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa ba'omo shel Avel. There was a place called Avel, and there was a stream going through there. Shehoyu memalin mimeno al pi hazkenim, and the elders of the place allowed the people to draw water from the stream. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, Omru loy, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, don't bring proof from the place of Avel to your opinion that they allowed them to draw water even though they did not make a partition inside the cavity of the canal. It's not proof. The reason that in that place they were allowed to do it is because this canal did not have the dimensions of a karmelis. It was considered a mokim ptur. A karmelis in this context has to be 4 tvachim wide and 10 tvachim deep, even though normally a karmelis doesn't have to be 10 tvachim high in Rishus HaRabim. As long as it's 3 tvachim off the ground, it's already considered a karmelis, provided it's 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim area wide. But regarding water, it's different. If it's not 10 tvachim deep, people just wade straight through it, and therefore it's bottle to the Rishus around it. However, if this stream is 10 tvachim high by 4 tvachim wide, then it has the status of a karmelis unless it has these partitions. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need the partitions, it's enough if the wall of the chotzer is going across it. But this place called Avel, there it did not have, the stream did not have those dimensions, and therefore even according to the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, they would agree that the stream has the status of a mokim ptur, and one is allowed to draw water from it into the chotzer. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Osu lo b'knisa v'loy osu lo b'yitzia. If they made this partition where the water, where the stream is coming into the chotzer, but not when it's on where it's going out, Osu lo b'yitzia v'loy osu lo b'knisa. Or if they made the partition at the exit where the water is leaving the chotzer and not at the entrance, Ein memalin imenu b'shabbos, you're not allowed to draw water from it into the chotzer on Shabbos. Elohim kein osu la mechitza asara tvachim, it must have a partition of 10 tvachim high, b'yitzia u'b'knisa, and according to Tanakhama, this partition has to be within the cavity of the canal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer koisel shal gaba tidon mishum mechitza. We saw in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is allowed to rely on the wall that's actually surrounding the chotzer, even though it's suspended above the canal, and it was not made exclusively for the intentions of being a hecker, of separating the water outside of the chotzer from the water inside the chotzer, nonetheless, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it suffices. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa ba'amas ha'mayim shehoya bo me'evel le'tzipuri. We're in the middle of a brisa. And here again, the brisa is telling us the story that's already quoted in our Mishnah, that there was a canal of water that was flowing through the chatzeres, going from the place of Avel to the place of Tzipuri, and the elders allowed them to draw water from this canal into the Chatzah. Omruloi, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Mishom Raya, don't bring proof from there, because in that canal, in the case of Avel, there was either lacking the depth of 10 tfachim, and as we said before when we learned the Mishnah, when you have a water which is less than 10 tfachim deep, it has the same status as the area around it. In this case, it's a Rishus HaYochid, or it's not lacking, or it's lacking in the width, it's not 4 tfachim wide, and then it's not got the status of a karmelis, it's a mokim ptur, and as we're going to see soon, one is allowed to carry from a mokim ptur into a Rishus HaYochid. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Idoch. Another braisa, Amas Hamayim Ho'iveres Bein HaChaloinis. You have a row of homes, or the walls of a chotzer, or a mavui, it doesn't really matter what it is, but either way, a side lining the sides, the banks of this canal, you have windows that are coming out from a Rishus HaYochid. Pochis migimel meshalshel dli umemali. If it's less than three tfachim, and the braisa is not making it clear at this point, less than three what? What are we talking about? But if it's less than three, then meshalshel, you can lower dli the bucket, the pail, or mamali, and fill it with water on Shabbos. Gimel, if however it is three, then ein meshalshel dli or mamali. The Tanakama say that if it's three, we don't know what it means yet. We'll see in the Gemara that there's a discussion whether it's referring to the width of the canal, whether it's referring to the width of the river banks, or whether it's referring to a gap in the middle of this partition that's supposed to be put into the cavity of the canal at the entrance and exit of the chotzer. But either way, the Tanakamas say that if it's three, then one is not allowed to, if it's less than three, one's allowed to draw water from it, and if it's three, one is not allowed to draw water from it on Shabbos. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel argues with the Tanakama and says it's not three, it's four. Pochus mi dalad, if it's less than four tfachim, meshal shel dli umemali. You can lower the pail and fill up water with it. Dalad, if it's four, ein meshal shel dli umemali, you're not allowed to draw water from this stream, from the canal, into the Rishus HaYochid. Asks the Gemara, b'mai oskinon, what are we talking about here? That there's less than three, or three is the determining factor, or less than four, and four are the determining factors. And we're going to have three options in the Gemara. The first one being, Ilema ba'amas hamayim gufa. Could it be we're talking about the width of the canal itself? That according to the Tanakama, if it's three tvachim wide, that's when it has the status of a karmelis. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it only has the status of a karmelis if it's four tvachim wide. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he told us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, "Ein karmelis pchus amidalet." Rabbi Yochanan made a very clear statement: a karmelis is four tefachim by four tefachim, not less than that. Are we assuming lema ketanoi omra l'shmaite? Could it be that Rabbi Yochanan only said what he said according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, but according to the Chachomim in our Mishnah, a karmelis is three tefachim, not four tefachim? Rabbi Yochanan made a statement, and it doesn't seem that it's dependent or that it's consequent to a machlekes tanoim. Ella, the second option, the Mishnah is not talking about the width of the canal itself. Rather, we're talking about ba'agape ulehachlif. We're talking about that on the surface between the canal or this river and the Rishus HaYochid, on that area in between the two, there is a bank. And it seems from Rashi we're talking about that there's a type of a wall within that area that's a little bit raised. And that place, we then want to take the pail when we're lowering it from the windows of the Rishus HaYochid and place it on this bank, on this river bank, and then lower it from the bank into the water. which the water we said we assume is definitely a karmelis, it's 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim deep. And then when we are raising the pail again, we're putting it from the karmelis, from the water, onto this bank, and then from the bank into the Rishus HaYochid, and we're assuming that there's no partitions. Ulahachlif, and that's the discussion, are you allowed to take a pail with water, with or without water, and put it from Rishus HaYochid onto this river bank, and from the bank into the river, and vice versa? Now that would only be allowed if it's a Mokim Ptur, as we've learned already, and we're going to continue learning, that one is allowed to carry from one from Irushus HaYochid into a Mokim Ptur, and one is allowed to carry from Irushus HaRabim into a Mokim Ptur. We'll soon see whether one's allowed to be machlif, whether one's allowed to go from one Rishus to a different Rishus via a Mokim Ptur. We'll soon discuss that. But either way, if the Mishnah here is discussing this riverbank, then the real discussion here in the Mishnah is the size of a Mokim Ptur. Is a Mokim Ptur up to 3 tefachim, or is a Mokim Ptur up to 4 tefachim? We always assume that a Mokim Ptur is up to 4 tefachim. Karmelis is 4 tefachim. Anything less than 4 tefachim is a Mokim Ptur. However, over here it would seem that there's a machlokes in the Mishnah that even though Karmelis is only from 4 tefachim, but it could be that from 3 tefachim already, it would be that even though it's still considered a Mokim Ptur, in as much as within such an area, however wide it is, that means if it's 3 tefachim, if it's between 3 and 4 tefachim, one would be allowed to carry in such an area on Shabbos. However, to carry from one Rishus into this Mokim Ptur, and then from the Mokim Ptur into another Rishus, that would be Osir. Because we assume that since it's already 3 tefachim, it's already significant enough that it's uniquely serving the Rishus HaYochid and not serving the Karmelis, and it would be also to carry from this Mokim Ptur, this type of Mokim Ptur, into the water, and from the water onto this type of Mokim Ptur. That's what the how the Goyim, because that's how the Mefarshim explain Rashi. That would be the opinion of the Tanakhama, and Rav Shem ben Gamliel would hold no. Since 4 tefachim is Karmelis, anything less than 4 tefachim is Mokim Ptur, and one's allowed to carry from a Mokim Ptur into either a Rishus HaYochid or a Karmelis. So that's what the second point in the Gemara is saying, Elo ba'agape ulahachlif. The machlokes in the Mishnah is the width of this riverbank in order to be machlif, to exchange, to put the pail from the Rishus HaYochid onto this wall, onto this Mokim Ptur, and from the Mokim Ptur into the canal. Ask the Gemara, V'hoki also Ravdimi Om Rabbi Yechanon. Again, there's a quote from in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, that when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he told us that Rabbi Yechanon held that Mokim She'ein Ba'al Bor Al Arba, that a case which is anything which is less than 4x4 Tvachim, that means anything which is not a Karmelis, which is a Mokim Ptur, Mutzel Ibnei Rishus HaYochid V'Ibnei Rishus HaRabim L'Kaseif Olav, it is permitted for the people either in the Rishus HaYochid to adjust their loads on this wall, or the people in the Rishus HaRabim to adjust the wall, ubilvad shelo yachlifu, but you're not allowed to exchange. You're not allowed to put something from Rishus HaYochid onto Mokim Ptur, and then from the Mokim Ptur into the Rishus HaRabim, even though biblically speaking it's okay, because there's nothing wrong with putting something from Rishus HaYochid onto a Mokim Ptur, nor is there something wrong with moving something from a Mokim Ptur to Rishus HaRabim. But since from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim is also, the Chachomim did not allow us to do that, even though we're stopping off on the Mokim Ptur. So the question is, if that's what Rabbi Yechanon said, then how can we say over here in our Mishnah that according to either opinion, if it's considered a Mokim Ptur, either less than 3 tefachim according to the Tanakhama, or at least in this context, and less than 4 tefachim according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, ulahachlif, the Gemara says, that you want to put the pail from Rishus HaYochid onto this Mokim Ptur, and from the Mokim Ptur into the Karmelis, into the canal, but Rabbi Yechanon just said, now uvilvad shelo yachlifu, even if it's a Mokim Ptur, and you're allowed to carry from any Rishus onto it, you're not allowed to exchange from one Rishus to another Rishus, if doing so without the Mokim Ptur would be Osa, it would be Osa to do it over the Mokim Ptur. Answers the Gemara, Hosam Roshuya is Da'iraisa. If on one side of the Mokim Ptur you have a Roshus HaYochid, and the other side of the Mokim Ptur you have a Roshus HaRabim, and carrying from the Roshus HaYochid into the Roshus HaRabim is severely awesome in HaTorah, the Chachomim said, don't do it, even if you're stopping on the Mokim Ptur. However, in our case, where you have Roshus HaYochid on one side, and you have the canal on the other side, which is only a Karmelis, and carrying from Roshus HaYochid directly to the Karmelis is only also Midarabonon, in that case, the Chachomim said that even though you're not allowed to carry from a Roshus HaYochid into a Karmelis, but if you stop off on the Mokim Ptur on the way, that's okay. And the discussion in the Mishnah is just going to be how wide is a Mokim Ptur in this context to allow us to exchange from one Roshus to the other. And according to the Tanakhama, it's 3 Tvachim. It's up to 3 Tvachim. According to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, it's up to 4 Tvachim. And we said that it seems, according to the Mefarshim, that even according to the Tanakhama, even 3 Tvachim and up to 4 Tvachim is considered a Mokim Ptur, as in carrying on the Mokim Ptur itself, but in this context of being able to carry from one Roshus to another, so to speak, that the Mokim Ptur is serving both, that means to carry from the Roshus HaYochid into the Mokim Ptur, or from the Mokim Ptur into the Karmelis, that will say you're not allowed to do, according to the Tanakhama, if it's 3 Tvachim or more. Hacha Roshuyas Rabbanon, since in this case it's only carrying from the homes, from the Roshus HaYochid, into the canal direct, is only Rabbanon, therefore it was allowed in the event that it's a Mokim Ptur in between. Continues the Gemara. I've got a case where Rabbi Yochanan himself, even though he's talking about a Roshuyas Derabonon, and the case he's going to be talking about is carrying from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, where carrying from one Chotzer to a neighboring Chotzer is only also Midrabonon on Shabbos, and according to Minatayra, they are both considered Roshus HaYochid, it would be Mutter. And if you have a Mokim Ptur in the middle, what's the Mokim Ptur? A wall which is less than 4 Tvachim wide, and we're going to see that it seems from Rabbi Yochanan that you're not allowed to carry from one Chotzer to the other, even via the top of the wall, via the Mokim Ptur. And again, how's he going to learn our Mishnah? How's he going to learn this Braisa? Sorry. V'Rabbi Yochanan b'Roshuyas Derabonon Nami Omar Ditnan, because we learnt in a Mishnah, and we've seen this Mishnah already on Daf Ayin Vav. Koisel Shabein Beis Chatzeris. You have a wall between two courtyards. Gavoya Asar Tvachim V'Roichav Arba. In the event that the wall is 4 Tvachim wide and is 10 Tvachim high, then this wall, in and of its own right, is its own Roshus. However, it's a Roshus that is shared by a Chotz on one side and a Chotz on the other side. Any Roshus that's shared by two people which have not done an Eruvei Chatzeris, it's a problem. So the Mishnah says, Ma'orvin Shnayim Ve'ein Ma'orvim Echot. Regarding the ability to make an Eruvei Chatzeris, since there's no wall, since there's no significant opening, sorry, a door or a window of 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim between the two Chatzeris, then they cannot make an Eruvei Chatzeris between them. Ma'orvin Shnayim, they each have their own independent Eruv, but they cannot merge the two. Hayu Baroishoi Peiris, if what happens if there's fruits on the top of this wall, are the people in either Chotzer allowed to go up and eat? Are they allowed to take down the fruits from the wall into one of the Roshus HaYochids? Are they allowed to go up and eat it there? So the Mishnah says, Eilu Oilin Mikan V'Oichlin. The people from one Chotzer, they can go up and eat the fruits there. You can't take it down, because carrying from that area into either Chotzer is Osir, because that area itself is shared by both Chatzeros, and one's not allowed to carry from one type of Roshus HaYochid to another type of Roshus HaYochid. However, since it's 4 Tvachim wide, it's an entity of its own, and therefore, if you go up onto the wall, you can eat the fruits on the wall. Ve'elu oilin mikan v'oichlin, the people in the other Chotzer can also go up and eat the fruits on top of the wall. Nifratz HaKoisel, in the event that there's an opening in the wall, which is at least 4 Tvachim wide, and now there's a significant opening between the two Chatzeris. In that case, if the opening is Ad Eser Amos, if it's not more than 10 Amos wide, then it's considered two chatzeres, but it has an opening between them. In that case, ma'arvin shnayim, they can definitely make their own eruv chatzeres. Each one make their own eruv chatzeres for the people in their chatzah. V'imrotzu, if they want ma'arvin echad, they can even merge and make a single eruv chatzeres between the two. V'pnei shu kapesach, because it's a significant opening and that connects the two chatzeres. Yosemikan, if the opening is more than 10 amas wide, it's not anymore considered an opening. It's considered as if the wall is totally breached. Now, it can only be considered as a single chotzer, the two together. Ma'arvin echod ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim. You can only make an eruv chatzeris that includes all the people in both chatzeris. You cannot make independent eruv chatzeris. That's what we already saw. V'avinon bo, when we were discussing this Mishnah, Ein boy arbo mai. Then the discussion in the Beis HaMedrash came up. What happens if the width of the wall is not 4 tefachim wide? What's the halacha? Omar Rav. So Rav said, Avir beis rishuyis sheletes boy. Since it's not anymore considered a rishus, if it's not a rishus, then it's actually bottle to both chatzeres at the same time. Not that it's got its own entity which is serving two chatzeres, where we said that since it's its own entity, you can go up there and use it there, but you cannot carry into either chatzah. If it's got no entity, then it's actually considered as if it is both chatzeres at the same time. And if it's considered as both chatzeres at the same time, then carrying, even moving anything on top of this wall, would be considered carrying from one rishus to another. You're carrying within a rishus, which is actually two rishuyos. V'loy yozis boy m'loy nimo. Since beis rishuyos sheletes boy, since both rishuyos control it, and in and of its own, it's not considered a rishus. V'loy yozis boy m'loy nimo. You're not allowed to move anything on top of this wall, even a hair's breadth. Rabbi Yechanan Omar. Rabbi Yechanan says no. Rabbi Yechanan says if it's less than 3 tefachim, less than 4 tefachim wide, this wall, Elu Malin, not only can they go up there and eat the fruits on there, but either chotzer can actually take fruits from their chotzer and put it up onto the wall and obviously take it from the wall down into their chotzer. Mikan v'oichlin, and they can eat it. V'elu Malin Mikan v'oichlin, and the people in the other chotzer can do the same. They can take fruits up or down from the top of this wall and eat it. However, the Gemara carries on. And this is Rabbi Yechanan following his own opinion. Rabbi Yechanan holds, since it's less than 4 tefachim wide, it's a mokim ptur. It's not considered as if it's both rishus, it's considered as if it's no rishus. If it's 4 tefachim, it's a rishus which is serving 2 other rishus. You've got to be careful, because this rishus is serving both chatzeris. However, if it's less than 4 tefachim, then it's a mokim p'tur, and you're allowed to carry from any rishus onto mokim p'tur, ubilvad shelo yachlifu. That means both Rabbi Yechanan, who says that you can carry from a rishus hayochid onto a mokim p'tur, or from a mokim p'tur to a rishus harabim, and he says the same would apply here, ubilvad shelo yachlifu. And it seems from the flow of the Gemara that in the same way as Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, then even though you're allowed to put it from either Rishus onto the Mokim Ptur, but you're not allowed to go from one Rishus to the other Rishus via the Mokim Ptur, that's Uvilvad Shelo Yachlifu, it seems that the same would apply with the discussion at hand, which is the wall in between the two Chatzeris. That according to Rabbi Yechanan, even though there's a Chatzer on one side, it's Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah. Or a Chatzer on the other side, it's Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah. The wall itself is not a Rishus HaRabim. So Min HaTorah, there's no problem. It's considered Rishuyos Rabbanon. And nonetheless, we say that according to Rabbi Yechanan, you can take fruits from either chotzer onto the wall or from the wall to the chotzer, but you cannot, it seems that you cannot take it from one chotzer, put it on the wall, and then take it from the wall into the other chotzer. Yachlifu would be osir, in the same way as Rabbi Yechanan Letamei, between Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So here we have Rabbi Yechanan, who says explicitly that even Roshuyos Derabbanon, you're not allowed to be Yachlifu, and we're going to have an issue. We said before that the Machlokes in the Braisa, whether it's 3 tefachim, whether it's 4 tefachim, is regarding the banks of the river and you want to put the pail from the Rosh Hashayochid onto this Mokim Ptur and from the Mokim Ptur into the Karmelis. And we said, how can you say that you're allowed to do that? We asked a question, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he said, Lo Yachlifu. And we said that the Gemara answered, Lo Yachlifu is only Barashuyah Deiraisa, Barashuyah Derabbanon, yes Yachlifu. Here we see that even Rashuyah Derabbanon is not Yachlifu. Answers the Gemara, Hahi Zeiri Amra. This whole discussion here, or more accurately, this that it says that in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Rabbi Yochanan the Tamei, and that you're not allowed to be Yachlifu, that is only, that was Zeiri who said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. But it wasn't Rav Dimi who said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And according to Rav Dimi, indeed in this case, one would be allowed to even take it from one chotzer, put it on top of the wall, and from the top of the wall into the other chotzer. So it's two different opinions in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ask the Gemara, okay, Ula Zeiri, but this, according to this Zeiri, according to this opinion, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not allowed to take it from one chotzer to another chotzer, one rishus to another rishus, even over Mokim Ptur, how are they going to understand our Braisa, where it's explicit in the Braisa that you're allowed to take it from the rishus hayochid onto this riverbank, and from the riverbank into the canal, into the river. And according to the second explanation in the Gemara, the discussion in this Braisa is this case, from Rishus HaYochid to Mokim Ptur, and from Mokim Ptur to Karmelis. According to Zeiri, you're not allowed to do that. Ulu Zeiri Kash Yeha, says the Gemara, Zeiri Moikim Lo Ba'amas Hamayim Gufa. Zeiri will explain that the Machlokes in the Braisa is not regarding the width of the Mokim Ptur, because the width of the Mokim Ptur doesn't help you because you're not allowed to be Machlif. It must be that the discussion in the Mishnah is the width itself of the canal. And indeed, it will be, according to Zeiri, it will be a machleikus whether how wide is a karmelis. And even though we saw before that the Gemara asked on that, how can you say that there's a machleikus tanoim in the Braisa, how wide a karmelis is, Rabbi Yochanan explicitly said that a karmelis is four tvachim. Is that going to depend on a machleikus tanoim? And so what we're going to answer is that according to Zeiri, we don't have such a quote. This was Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. According to Zeiri, he doesn't know such a quote in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore he can explain the Braisa this way. And that's what the Gemara means. Rav Dimi Tanoihi, this quote that Rav Dimi said that Ein Karmelis Pchusa Me'arba, that is indeed dependent, according to how Zeiri is explaining, the Braisa is dependent on a Machlokes Tanoim. And indeed, Zeiri will say that Rabbi Yochanan didn't say this quote. Continues the Gemara, okay, it's very good, you Zeiri, you maintain that the machlokes in the Braisa is how wide is called a Mokim Ptur, and how wide is called a Karmelis, and if the canal is less than the size of a Karmelis, then there's no problem to carry that. That's what you're saying. That's how the Gemara explained it. If so, he's saying, the Gemara is asking a question, V'tahave kichoyri karmelis. Let's understand. This stream may be less than 4 tvachim wide, or less than 3 tvachim wide, depending on the tanoim and the braisa, whilst it's going through the chotzer. And since it's a mokim ptur, you can draw the water from there. Okay, granted. However, this stream is actually flowing from a river, from something much wider. The river itself is definitely considered a karmelis. So now the Gemara is saying, why don't we view this stream as being an offshoot of a karmelis? And we know there's a halacha called Choyrei Rishus Harabim, Choyrei Rishus Hayochid. If you have a rishus and there's a little hole, a cavity in the wall, just beyond the rishus, then the holes which are just adjacent and flush with the rishus are an extension of that rishus. So why don't you say that this narrow canal is actually an extension of the larger river, and it should be called Choyrei Karmelis? It should have the status of a karmelis, even if it's less than the size of a karmelis, even if it's the width of a Mokim Ptur. Let this stream have the status as an offshoot, as an extension of a karmelis. And then, again, it should be also to draw water from the karmelis into the Rishus HaYochid. Answers the Gemara. The Gemara is going to give two answers. Abaye bar Ovin, Rav Chanina bar Ovin, the Amr Tarvayu, they both answered, Ein Choirin the Carmelis. Since this Rashus called the Carmelis is only a rabbinical one, it's a more lenient type of Rashus, the Chachamim didn't state in that they should also have halachas of extensions of Carmelis, Choirin Carmelis. Ravashi Omar, it could be that there is a halacha of Choirin Carmelis. However, that's only if the Carmelis itself and the Choirin, the holes off the Carmelis, if they are close to each other. For example, you have a Rosh Hashanah and a hole in the wall next to it, Choirin Rosh Hashanah. You have a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, a hole next to it, Choirin Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Hanamila b'smucha, when they're close. Hach over here b'mufleges, the distance between the river, which was wide, and the water in this flowing through this chotzer is so far, that's called mufleges. And when it's mufleges, then we do not say that even an extension so far away from the main collection of water is considered an extension of the Carmelis. And now the Gemara is offering a third explanation as to the machlekes in the Braisa of three or four. Ravina Omar kagoin de ovidle nifki apuma. We're talking about a case where you made that you have this. You want to make the partition at the entrance, where inside the cavity of the canal, you want to make this partition so that the water going through the chotzer will have a partition at the beginning, the entrance and the exit, and then it's okay. However, this partition was not a solid board. It was actually made of two boards, one on the right, one on the left, and they were supposed to meet some in the middle, that way closing off the entire, being a wall, a partition, in the cavity of this ditch, of this canal. And here they left a gap in between. Possibly they made the partition right down to the base and they wanted the water to flow through the gap in the middle of this partition. So the question is whether this partition, which has a gap in the middle, is considered a partition or not. And then the discussion is back to the basic question of lavud. How much is lavud? According to the Chachomim, lavud is three tfachim. So as long as the gap is less than three tfachim, it's considered closed. The hole in between the gap is as if it's an extension from the board on each side. It's considered closed. It's a valid partition. According to Pshim ben Gamliel, he says that lavud is up to four tfachim. So according to him, as long as the hole is not four tfachim, it's considered lavud and is considered as closed. He made these boards with a partition in the middle. And the Chachomim is their opinion universally that lavud is three tfachim. We've seen previously, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds that lavud is always up to four tfachim. Continues the next Mishnah. Kazustara shehi lemailo min amayim. We've learnt about this already. If you have this platform, this mirpeset, this balcony, extending and protruding out of a building, hovering over the water is a karmelis. Ein memale nimenu b'shabbos, you're not allowed to draw water from the sea, from the river, which is a karmelis, up onto the gezuztara, which has the status of Rosh Hashayochid. If the hole in this kazuztara, through which you are lowering your pail, your bucket to draw water, if you make a mechitza partition around this hole, either above the hole or below the hole, either the walls are sitting on the top of the balcony or they're attached underneath the balcony adjacent to this hole, 10 tfachim high. And once you have the partition, even though the partition is only 10 tfachim high, we extend the partition, virtually speaking, downwards, good achis mechitza, and it's as if the mechitzas reach the water, and then the water that you're drawing the water, where you're drawing the water from, is also considered a rishus hayochid, and you're allowed to draw water from the rishus hayochid into the rishus hayochid. That means that's the case of a single gezuztara. Even just one balcony hovering over the water. So if you have two such balconies next to each other, one is higher than the other one, but they're not more than four tfachim away from each other, horizontally. That means they're close to each other as far as next to each other, but one is higher than the other. Then if they made this partition on the whole of the upper gezuztera, the upper balcony, v'loy osu l'tachtoino, but they did not make a partition around the wall, around the whole, sorry, of the lower part, the lower gezuztera, then shtein asurais ad she'arvu. Then neither of them, you certainly cannot draw water from the lower, from the hole in the lower gezuztera, because there's no mechitzas there. And regarding drawing from the upper mechitza, we say that one is not allowed to, neither of them are allowed to draw water from the upper, from the hole of the upper gezuztera. You're not allowed to draw water from there, and we've already discussed this quite extensively, why it should be a problem, and it's the issue of having two people who are sharing that hole, that where the partition is, and if two people are sharing a single entity and they've not made a Ruvei Chatzeres together, one is not allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, Masnisin deloy kechananya ben akavyo. Our Mishnah that says that you actually have to make a partition around the hole through which one's going to lower the pail is not following the opinion of Chananya ben Akavya, and we actually learnt about Chananya ben Akavya on the previous daf. The Tanya Chananya ben Akavya Oimer Gezuztera Shiesh Bo Dalad Al Dalad Amois. If a Gezuztera has 24 Tvachim by 24 Tvachim flat area, which is 4 amos by 4 amos, every amos is 6 tvachim, then that is sufficient. Choykik bo dalad al dalad, you can make a hole in the center of it, 4 amos by 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, and even though you have no partitions, umamale, you're allowed to draw water through this hole. Why? And the reason is because since it's 24 tvachim in total, so you have on every side from this gezuztera, from this hole on every side of the gezuztera, you have a remaining 10 tvachim, then virtually speaking, it's as if we fold down the edges of this hole, so to speak, creating a 10 tvachim partition in the virtual world. And Chananya ben Akavya says that that's enough from the fact that our Mishnah says that you need to have a partition, and without a partition, you're not allowed to draw water from this hole. It must be that our Mishnah does not agree with what Chananya ben Akavya says, and the Gemara already explained earlier that there's an added chiddush of Chananya ben Akavya that you also say the logic or the idea of viewing the balcony as if it's folded down, as if it's a partition, and then you need an added halacha that you view this partition as being extended down right to the water. Good achis. And our Mishnah holds you don't use those two halachas together. The Tanya, Chananya ben Akavya, Omer gezuztera sheyesh bo dalad al dalad, amo is choykek bo dalad al dalad umamale. Omer Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. Rabbi Yochanan said that an added detail here, lo hitir Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, even Chananya ben Akavya himself, who said this tremendous chiddush, even he only allowed it elo b'yamo shel Tveria, only in the Sea of Tveria, where the Sea of Tveria, even though it's clearly got the status of a karmelis, it's more than 5,000 square amos, it's not been it hasn't got walls around that were mukaf ladira, the partitions were not made in order for residential purposes. It has the halachos of any karmelis. And since it's got the halach of a karmelis, one's not allowed to carry within it more than 4 amos, in fear that it will get confused with the irregular rishus harabim, where it's seriously also to carry 4 amos, people will get confused between the different types of large areas. However, the Yam of Tveria has a little bit less of a similarity to Rosh Hashanah, in as much as it has walls surrounding it. The other seas, which are Karmelis, they don't have any walls around it. There, it's much closer to being similar to Rosh Hashanah. There, even Chananya ben Akavya will say, no, on the irregular sea, you cannot use this idea of virtually speaking, considering the balcony is being folded down to create the partition. You have to make the partition in actuality. Lohiter Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya elo b'yamo de Tveria, hoyel v'yesh po ugnim, since the Sea of Tveria has banks going round it, v'ayoris v'karfifiyos makifos oisa, and there are cities and other enclosed areas surrounding it, which means that the Sea of Tveria is actually surrounded by partitions, and therefore it's that little bit less similar to Rosh Hashanah, and therefore there's that little bit more leniency, according to Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, that you can use this that you can virtually speaking, so to speak, fold the walls. Aval Bashar Meimois Loi, but all other seas not. And our Mishnah that says you need actual partitions says that even with Yamashal Tveria. And that's what we said before, that our Mishnah is not conforming with what Hananya ben Akavya said. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, in a Braisa, Gimel Dvarim Hitir, Hananya ben Akavya, Le'anche Tveria. There are three things that Hananya ben Akavya actually permitted, was lenient for the people of Tveria. Number one, Malin Main Migzuztera B'Shabbos. You can draw water through the hole in a balcony on Shabbos. V'Toimnin Ba'otza, second aloha is that one is allowed to store, Toimnin means to submerge, to bury, but one's allowed to store fruits in Otza, which are bean plants. And we'll soon see, and the Gemara is going to explain what this means. U'Mestabkin Ba'aluntis, and one's allowed to dry oneself with a towel on Shabbos. And now the Gemara is going to explain. Memalin main begzuster b'Shabbos hod omron. The halacha that you're allowed to draw water through the hole of a balcony on Shabbos, that is what Hananya ben Akavya allowed for the people of Tveria, because we said that in Yam of Tveria he allowed his unique chiddush that even though there are no partitions, if the area is wide enough that you could make partitions from the remaining area, it suffices. The second halacha, v'toimnim ba'otza mayhi, what's that halacha? Titani, we learnt in a braisa, hishkim lahavi psoiles, if somebody went to the field in order to collect the remains, the bits of psoiles. And that's the stalks of grains that are remained after the harvest. Im bishvil sheyesh olav tal, if the reason that they are hishkim, they go early in the morning, is because you want the dew, which is the dampness, the humidity on this psoiles, you appreciate and you want to have this liquid on it. Hareze bechiyutan. We know the zalocha that for in order for fruits or other vegetation to be able to become tomei, to be susceptible to becoming tomei, they first have to have one of the seven liquids that touch it, and on condition that you wanted one of those liquids to actually touch it. Over here, if you wanted this dew on the fruits, that means it's benefiting you, you have pleasure from it, it's something that you're happy with, then it's bechiyutan. Then this psoiles is, or more accurately, the dew on this psoiles. Since you want the dew, therefore the dew is called kiyutan. It's considered as one of the liquids. And if afterwards you're going to put the fruits, submerge it into this psoiles that has the dew on it, then that's the toimnin ba'otza. The otza is this psoiles. If you're going to put the fruits and store it inside this otza that has dew and you want the dew there, then these fruits are now going to become susceptible to becoming tomei. But if the only reason you're going early in the morning to take this psoiles is just in order to save time because you're working through the rest of the day, and then you have no interest or desire that the dew should be here, even though it's damp and there's dew on these psoiles, and this dampness is then going to go onto the fruits will not become susceptible to become tomei. And so what Hananya ben Akavya told us here was with the people of Tveria, was Stam Antre Tveria. Even though the people of Tveria, when they collected the psoiles with the dew on early in the morning, and they didn't verbally express whether they do or don't want the dew, Stama, we can assume that Antre Tveria, who are all working people, Kamisha lo yivatil memelachto yidami, that the reason that they collected it early in the morning is not because they want the dew, it's only because they don't want to waste time from their workday, and therefore we can assume that the fruits are not susceptible to becoming tomei. And obviously, those that go and they take it, b'shvil sheyesh alav tal, it's not because you want the tal on the psoiles. It's because you want to submerge, you want to protect and hide and store the fruits inside something that has tal. That means you actually want the dew to touch the fruits. If you want the dew, then afterwards to touch those fruits or any other vegetation that you are storing inside this psoiles, then it's susceptible to become tomei. Continues the Gemara, Umistabkin ba'alointis, this that Reb Hananya ben Akavya allowed the people of Tveria to dry themselves with a towel, mayhi, what's that halacha? The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa, Mistapig Odom ba'alointis. If somebody went and, so, you know, he went to Tovil, he washed himself on Shabbos Ayontov, he did it in a way that he was allowed to do it with cold water, and now he wants to know when he's coming out of the water, can he dry himself with a towel? Or are we concerned that he's going to squeeze the water out of the towel and that's an issa of squeezing of seichet on Shabbos. So the Braisa says, Mistapik odom ba luntis, one is allowed to wipe oneself, dry oneself with a towel, umanichin bechaloin, and when you're finished with the towel, you don't want to carry, or you're not allowed to carry the towel home, so put the towel on the window of the bathhouse. And do not give the towel to the bathhouse attendants, because they are suspected of then wringing out, of squeezing out the towels. Reb Shimon Omer, you're even allowed to, with your own hands, take this towel to your home. And we're obviously talking about either on Yom Tov when you're allowed to carry, or on Shabbos, in the event that there's no issue of carrying it from the bathhouse to the home, through the Chatzeres, according to Reb Shimon, or whichever other halachas. But either way, you see here in the Braisa that there's an issue about, are you allowed to, what to do with the towel when you're finished drying yourself with it? Are you going to squeeze it? Who's going to squeeze it? So you see there's an issue with it. So we may have thought that you shouldn't dry yourself with a towel at all. You may squeeze the towel. That's what Chananya ben Akavi was saying. No. He allowed the people of Tveria to use a towel, and he was not afraid that they were going to squeeze it, since it's not common to squeeze out a towel after drying oneself in the bathhouse. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, lo yishonu, this halacha that we said, that if you have a gezuztara, you have a balcony hovering over the water, over a river, and you want to draw water from it, so providing you make a partition around the hole, you can draw water through this hole. That's what we saw at the beginning of our Mishnah. So he says that, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says, it's only true, elo lemalos, only in order to fill up the pail with water, to draw water. But if you have remaining water and you want to pour it back into the sea, back into the river, from your Rosh HaYochid into the river, which is a karmelis, osur, in that case, one is not allowed to pour the water back. Why? Even though you have this partition, and it's as if the area underneath it is a Roshus HaYochid, and you're allowed to pour from your Roshus HaYochid into this Roshus HaYochid, but since we know that as soon as the water reaches the water you're pouring into the river reaches the river, the water of the river is then going to spread out, and this water is going to join the rest of the water, which is a karmelis. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Maskif Lor of Shizbi. If Shizbi asked a question on this prohibition that you're not allowed to pour water it through the hole back into the river because you're afraid that the water is then going to go back from Rosh HaYochid into the Karmelis. Why is this different to the halacha of sewage, when you have a hole of sewage in a chotzer? And we're going to see in the Mishnah, in the next shir, we're going to see this lower down on this Omud, we're going to see in the Mishnah that one is allowed to pour some sewage into the hole in the chotzer, even though you know that it may overflow and go out of the chotzer into a karmelis. Why over there is it mutter? Why is it different to the case here where you're pouring water through this hole and the water will then join the rest of the water in the karmelis? Says that was what Rav Shizbi asked. Answers the Gemara, Hanu taimi vahanu loy taimi. In the case of the sewage, I don't want the water to go out, and I don't even assume it's going to go out. I don't care about it going out. All I want is that to pour it into this sewage hole, and with time, all the sewage actually gets absorbed into the ground. It's not there. There's no intentions of it actually spilling out of the chotzer into the karmelis beyond the chotzer. And since timey, since there's a stop to the flowing of the sewage, that means it gets absorbed, and therefore you're allowed to pour into it, and the fact that maybe in the event that it's full and you pour into it, something's going to overflow, that wasn't my intention, and it's okay. And Rashi explains this in Hilchas Shabbos terms, it's not machshavtoi, lo niskaimu machshavtoi, it wasn't your intention to take some of this sewage and put it from the chotzer into the karmelis. V'hani lo itaimi, but in the case of the river, where it's not as if the water it could stay in the Roshus HaYochid and just get absorbed, you know very well pouring it into the hole means pouring it back into the river, back into the sea. Since that was your knowledge and your understanding and assumption that would happen, therefore it's osa. Ika de Omra Omar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, a different version of this is as follows. It's the other way around. Don't say that the Mishnah, since the Mishnah is talking about drawing water, don't deduce from the Mishnah that you're only allowed to draw water from the sea through this hole, providing these partitions, but you're not allowed to pour water back. No, You're even allowed to pour the water back. Amr of Shizbi. Rav Shizbi says, Pshita, Hainu Uka. What's the Chiddush that you're telling me? That is the case in the Mishnah below, that in the case of the sewage, that you're allowed to pour into the hole of the sewers, even though you know it might overflow into the Carmelis. So it's the same with pouring water into the sea. Then why should it be Asar? Says the Gemara, no. Ma'od Tema, Hanitaimi v'Haniloitaimi. I may have thought that in the case of the sewage, as we said before, where it doesn't have to flow out, it could just get absorbed into the ground and stay in the Rishus HaYochid. So I may have thought only in that case it's Mutter. But in the case of the sea, where you know that it's going to flow out into the sea, and it's with that intention that you're pouring it back into the hole for it to flow back into the sea, into the river, I may have thought over there it's Asa. Therefore, Kamash Malon, that's what this version of Rabbi Baruch Huna is telling us, that don't say that, and even in the case of the river, you're allowed to pour the water back, not only draw water from the river. In Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.